There's growing demand for genuine Australian botanical food products. Native foods which provide unique flavours to restaurant dishes, for foods that might have particular health benefits, and those which also help create small business opportunities in regional communities. A 2019 report into the bush tucker industry found Indigenous representation in the supply chain, from growers to farm managers and exporters, was less than 1%, and fewer than 20 plants were in commercial production out of a potential 6,400 plants. Andrew Filkey hopes that can change through a new joint venture to encourage on-country businesses. The former chef, who's worked in London's Savoy Hotel and founded the Red Ochre Grill in Adelaide, has been using Australian bush food ingredients since 1985. And Andrew Filkey is passionate about edible native plants and fruits.
Look, it's extraordinary, actually. There's a whole cornucopia of flavours and textures and very nutritious foods there waiting to be really embraced by Australian people. And it's such an exciting time for Australian native cuisine because I think as a nation we need to really evolve our cuisine style. What is a modern Australian cuisine? We know that the Indigenous people had a marvellous cuisine with many, many thousands of edible foods all over Australia. But sadly, to our detriment, I think modern Australians, us recent arrivals, shall I say, we've largely ignored them. But it is changing fast now, as the native food industry is really rapidly expanding. It's such an exciting time.
Yeah, there is definitely a resurgence in interest, and a lot of small operators in remote areas are starting to be able to supply restaurants. It's very seasonal, of course, so it's tricky. You have just started a new joint venture called Edible Reconciliation, and this kind of teases out this process. Tell me more about it.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted to be working with Dominic Smith, an Indigenous grower in the Riverland in South Australia. He's a good friend, and we've now formed our first joint venture, so we're a majority Indigenous owned, but we hope that Edible Reconciliation will become a shining beacon as to how Indigenous and non-Indigenous can walk and work together cooperatively. It's so important, and one of Edible Reconciliation's real aims and objectives is to increase our network of Indigenous growers and suppliers that we want to become a faithful distributor for communities and growers and harvesters, and we build our Indigenous supplier network, because of course the modern native Australian industry started, of course, with non-Indigenous Australians getting into commercialising these foods, but really now what's important is catching up and making sure we have at least equal, if not majority, Indigenous participation in this new industry. It's so important because these are the cultural foods of our first Australians, and it's only right and proper that we walk and work together to develop this industry. And that's what's so exciting. And
tell me about your Kimberley Boabs, Andrew.
We started with a good old mate, Robbo Taylor. We started a bit of a trial of cultivating Boab on the Birdwood Down station out there in your country.
Yes.
And that went really well. And I started, this was pre-COVID, of course, I started distributing young Boab tubers, which is the bottom half of the plant, and the beautiful young leaves of the Boab baby plant, which have got a beautiful nutty vegetable-type flavour. We started marketing those through our Creative Native Food Service distribution business. And that started to get really successful. Then, of course, COVID hit and everything sort of fell in a heap, as did the whole food service industry. So now what I'm delighted to sort of let you know that we're looking at starting very soon some trials with the Gignardi, which is so exciting. And it's all about, as I said, walking and working together with Indigenous people. And it's just, I'm really pleased to see that's going to take some shape now. And so our aim is to get cultivation going very shortly. In a 3 to 4 month lead-in time, when these plants start to mature and to a harvestable size, like a giant carrot, really, with a big long tops, about 2 or 3 feet long, the whole plant, that's when we'll start to market back into some of the top restaurants in Australia.
These young Boab carrots, for want of a better word. Are they popular? Does a fancy restaurant in Sydney like using these, Andrew?
Absolutely. Well, we were delighted that one of our very best chefs, most famous chefs in Key Restaurant, right on Circular Quay, Peter Gilmore, he's an absolute superstar chef, put them on for a special dinner for a period, which was amazing. Yeah, certainly, there are chefs and restaurants all over Australia that would love to get a regular supply of a native yam or tuber. And although we sort of mentioned that it's a bit like a carrot, it's sort of as a vegetable, you know, as a tuber underground, it's actually quite white inside the brown bark or skin of the tuber, but it's got a lovely sort of almost a cross between a water chestnut and a sweet potato type thing. But it's nice and white, not carrot coloured at all.
And transportation remains one of the big issues, trying to get supplies of these often quite delicate and ephemeral and seasonal foodstuffs to places like Sydney or Perth so they can use them. How are you thinking that will ever be able to be overcome, Andrew?
Well, what we started with pre-COVID with this cultivation trial at Birdwood Downs, we air freighted all the product into Adelaide from Broome. Now, of course, that comes at quite a cost. Air freight is not cheap. But the idea is that when we relaunch the first small crops again, we'll really use air freight. But until we start to build volume, we want to really try and replicate like the sweet potato industry, I guess. So there we want to try and get to that volume where it becomes an economical, viable business for this community, getting to, you know, like a full pallet, at least one pallet a week, that we ship the whole pallet at once. See, they last really well, like a tuber or a potato, you know, many weeks. So we don't see the road transport being an issue, provided we learn from the sweet potato industry, I guess.
And as you say, maintaining that faithfulness to the knowledge that the traditional owner groups have and ensuring that they've got chance to have that micro business.
Totally, yep. And it might even be a macro business one day. I mean, there's a number of Indigenous communities getting into the cultivation, for instance, of wattleseed in Victoria and South Australia. And, you know, with substantial plantings, we're talking of tens to hundreds of tonnes of wattleseed becoming available. We're really serious about attacking export markets. There is so much interest in Australian native cuisine now and ingredients. It doesn't have to be micro business, but it can be both. And there's a market for all of that. If we can tell the story of the authenticity, the integrity, and the values behind these ingredients, that's what international markets want. They want to know which community it comes from, and how we're returning value to First Nations people.
Andrew Filkey, a chef and joint owner of a new venture called Edible Reconciliation. And as you can hear, he's passionate about edible native plants and fruits.